Freestyle Travel.
Hey everybody, Kenny Flannery here, your host as always, and I wanted to give you a little sneak peek into what Trip Hopping, my travel app I've been working on, is going to be capable of. I'm super excited about it. I was a little hesitant about doing this podcast because I kind of wanted to wait to mention it until it was like ready for you guys to use, but I'm excited. I've been obsessed with it. Been working on it a lot, and yeah, just wanted to give you a little heads up on what's to come. Took a shot of Magic Mind, got my coffee poured here. I'll mention Magic Mind a little later. It's one of the sponsors. I'm in Phoenix, so I'll tell you about that a little bit. But yeah, just wanted to give you a little heads up on what Trip Hopping is going to be about, because it's going to be pretty freaking awesome. All right, let's jump into the music, and I'll tell you about it. All right, so the purpose of Trip Hopping is to expose all the different ways that you can travel and make travel easier. So it'll be sort of a search engine, a way to post things, and a way to share your travels with your friends, and that always leads to good things, at least in my experience. Sometimes I've just posted online that I'm in whatever country, and then a friend's like, oh, I've got a friend there, and then I'm hanging out with this friend of friend and drinking a beer and going on a hike, and that's an awesome thing. So I want to encourage more things like that. So Trip Hopping is something I built years ago, 2007, when I first started traveling. I was into building websites and stuff, and then naturally I was like, oh, build this travel thing. So the very first feature I built was a rideshare. And so you could post and request rides on there, and it would also search for existing stuff on the web. So like Craigslist rides. People used to post more rides on Craigslist. So it would show that, and then I was like, oh, I could do more than this. So it became more of a travel search engine, like complete. And I met Larry in Phoenix, which is where I am now, and he liked the idea. And then we started calling it Trip Hopping and making it a little bit bigger. And then the idea was to show every way to go from A to B, which is still the plan. So if you're in Phoenix, let's say, and thinking about going to Vegas, it'll show you everywhere you can hitchhike from. That's people post on Trip Hopping, and around the web, it'll search for other hitchhiking stuff, but it'll also do the same for rideshare. You can post and request rides on the site, and it'll search local rideshare sites. So if you're in Europe, for example, it'll probably show you a link to a BlaBlaCar, which if you haven't heard of BlaBlaCar, it's a huge rideshare site in Europe, and that's kind of the point. I wanted to show you stuff that you might not have heard of, all the way up to planes, trains, and buses, and how much gas costs. So basically, you just do the search, and bam, right there on the screen, you can see where you can hitchhike from, how much it'll cost to drive, who else is looking for a ride, or maybe there's a flight for, you know, $15. You're like, wow, cool. So every which way. And yeah, it's cool, because when I first built this site back in the day, it was just a website. Now obviously apps are, you know, all over the place, of course, and just notifications and GPS and everything that can be leveraged from there. And now AI is getting pretty huge, so I can program that into the app and make it get smarter and make it learn who you are, because maybe you're the type of person who's never gonna hitchhike, probably ever, so it'll stop showing you those kind of results sort of at the top, and then kind of get smarter with it. So that's a big part of Trip Hopping, is the search, searching, browsing, whatever you want to call it. And the main sort of sections of travel that I'm considering are Go, which is what I just talked about, Stay, Explore, and Community. And there's a little overlap in all those sort of things. But with Stay, it'll be the same thing. You can search for a place to stay in Miami or whatever, and it'll show you everything from couch surfing networks to camp spots to hostels to hotels, how much the stuff will cost, blah, blah, blah. Even work exchange stuff that you might not have thought of, where you could go and work on a farm for a month in exchange for room and board. I don't know, maybe that's something you know about, maybe it's not, but that's kind of the whole point of Trip Hopping, is to expose all these different ways of travel. So some stuff will be like features that work directly on the site, like rideshare. You can post rides right onto Craigslist, and you can post your home on, did I say Craigslist? You can post rides right onto Trip Hopping, and also show rides from Craigslist and other sites. And same with Hospitality Exchange. So you can post your home on there, like not your actual address, but you can say that I'm hosting people in Seattle if you live there. But also you'll be able to see links to Couchsurfing and Trust Roots and Be Welcome and stuff like that. And just the aim here is to be totally comprehensive, just show you everything, every kind of which way that you can travel, no matter what your style is. If you're a business travel person and you're staying in Airbnbs and hotels and you're just flying, cool. I hope that I have the best flight search on the web. And actually, the flight search is actually working pretty good right now. I've already got it. My favorite feature in a flight search is being able to search real fuzzy kind of stuff, like searching for flights from the United States to Europe, for example, instead of being real specific, like I need to fly from Boston to Madrid. Like, no, just United States to Europe, and then whatever that cheapest ticket is, maybe it's interesting. So, yeah, I've got that feature working already, which is cool. So, searching and browsing in all these different areas of travel, and then sharing your travel. So just seeing what trips your friends are going on and being able to suggest stuff, because I just think that's so awesome every time it's happened to me on like Facebook or Instagram or something, where I just post a picture of where I'm at or where I was, and someone's like, this brewery's there. You probably really like it. Or I've got a friend there. They'd probably host you or at least go grab a beer with you. That's very cool. So I want to encourage more of that. So you'll be able to see a feed of your friends' trips and stuff. And then one last little thing I'll talk about is what I'm calling beacons right now. And maybe that's what it'll stick with. But essentially, you'll have the ability to turn on your beacon, which is like an immediate thing. So that's like you're turning on your travel beacon. If you are hitchhiking and need a ride, if you are somewhere in need of a host, a place to stay, like right now, like tonight, or if you just want to go hang out with someone. So Couchsurfing had a feature like this. I think they just called it Hangouts for that last part, where if you just wanted to go meet up with someone else who is traveling or a local and grab a coffee, grab a beer, go walk around a park or whatever, like right now, not like tomorrow or next week, but right now, within the next hour or two. So I'm super excited about that feature. So the hangout part of that is kind of what I just explained. Like you turn that on, there might be other travelers who turn their beacon on, and you see that, and then you send them a message and decide if you actually do want to go link up and do something. But I think it's going to be extra powerful for the hitchhiking. So this is essentially digital hitchhiking at this point. So if I flip on my beacon and I'm hitchhiking, another trip hopper could be driving and they'll see, oh, there's a hitchhiker 20 miles ahead, and they can look at their phone and see, oh, it's Kenny Flannery, and he's got this many references, his profile, his picture of him, this is what he looks like, and they can decide, yeah, he looks all right, I'll pick him up, send me a message, and then I know someone's on their way, they're coming. I'm like, oh, sweet, I can hang out for a second, wait for them to come, and then boom. Got a ride, cruising. So yeah, that feature is going to take a little bit to take off. I know it's going to, until there's like enough people using the app, but that's why I got all this other stuff squeezed in there. So it's going to be useful right away. The app, that is. So people, there'll be many reasons to use it even before there's a lot of members on there. I've already really enjoyed it from what I've got going on right now. It's pretty damn cool. I've been super productive here in Phoenix. I guess this is a good time to mention Magic Mind. This stuff I've been drinking on, they sent me some. It's a sponsor, but it's this like 2-ounce shot that you can take. And it's something you can take with coffee or without coffee, but the idea is to get focused, motivated, dialed in, and that's exactly what it's done. I literally started taking this Magic Mind stuff when I started programming trip hopping. It was perfect timing, because I don't know if any of you guys listening are coders or whatever, but like you got to be pretty dialed in if you want to be productive and focused, and especially like relearning how to program. I would just take this Magic Mind and just like hone in on the computer, this tractor beam sucked in. And it's it's better than coffee in terms of it doesn't have like that crash that happens. And also, kind of unlike coffee, the more of this Magic Mind stuff you drink, like over the days and weeks, like has like a cumulative effect. Unlike coffee, where you kind of get addicted to it, and if you don't have your coffee for the morning, you like freak out. This stuff, like, it's okay. It's okay. You're not like gonna get addicted to it, but it's definitely gonna help dial you in. And really great ingredients. It's like matcha, I think, is maybe the base of it, like a matcha tea. That's where some of the caffeine comes through. There's cordyceps mushrooms, lion manes mushrooms, and just all this good stuff that helps you focus. And I think it tastes pretty good. It's just a shot. You just boom down it. I guess you could sip on it, but it's just a couple of ounces. So they gave me a special code for January, which I thought was pretty cool. They messaged me with. So you could actually get 1 month for free if you subscribe for 3 months, because they'll just, you know, which is cool too. They'll just send it to you, so you always have it in the mail ready to go. So yeah, if you go to magicmind.com/Jan Freestyle Travel, Jan is in January, so J-A-N Freestyle Travel. You'll get that deal. 1 month free for subscribing for 3 months, and use my code KenF KenF20 for an extra 20% off. So that's like 75% off. You just got to use this, before the end of January. And, I drank some today, and, it's really good stuff. Yeah, I looked into it a lot when they reached out to me, just because I'm always a little skeptical about stuff like this. But all I could find were, you know, other podcasters talking about it, interviews, like pretty much no shit talk. Just a lot of people like, this stuff is awesome. It's legit. And then I actually got to try it for myself, so now I know it's legit. So try that stuff if you want. magicmind.com/Jan Freestyle Travel and use the code KenF20, and then drink a bunch of that stuff and come help me build trip hopping. I'm gonna need coders and other stuff, so hopefully the next podcast I do talking about trip hopping, I will actually be like, and here's where you can go download it in the Play Store and go to triphopping.com. But 100% pretty soon I am going to be looking for people. So one person reached out to me already, because I kind of mentioned it, which couldn't have been a better message, really, because the programming language is Flutter, like I mentioned, and it's like a travel app, and he had built a hitchhiking app with Flutter. I'm like, okay, well, that's perfect. I got to reach out to him today. And there's going to be all kinds of stuff. So I've got larger ambitions for this as well. Like, I want there to be a whole like offline sort of trip hopping thing, where just a sort of a sticker system where, you know, you put a sticker on your bumper sticker of the kangaroo, that's the logo right now, or on your mailbox or buzzer or something, and it's kind of an indication that someone can knock on your door and say hey, or, you know, walk up to you in a gas station if they're hitchhiking because they saw the kangaroo, and just be like, oh well, you got the trip hopping kangaroo, think I can get a ride. Stuff like that. Coffee shops, like venues that are like trip hopping venues, and actual rideshare boards, and I don't know, there's gonna be so much stuff. So I'm excited to share it all with you, and, you know, maybe some of y'all will come and help volunteer your time to make it big, but also just use it. More people using it, the better. I'll definitely announce when there's like a sort of a beta going on. Initially, I'm going to let the people on my Patreon get sort of first dibs. Patreon.com/Kenny Flannery. That's where I post like extra podcast content. I post extra pictures just for the people on there. They're going to be among the first to test out the app when it's ready. Just, you know, make sure there's no like glaring bugs, and yeah, really just give them a sneak peek, get the profiles going, all that sort of thing. So if you want to be part of that group, then yeah, go to patreon.com/Kenny Flannery. You can be a part of that too when it goes down. I'm hoping real soon. I'm just like, yeah, spending a lot of time trying to get this done. So let me jump to the outro music, and I'll just tell you a couple more things, and how I'm in Phoenix and all that. Yeah, so like I said, I'm in Phoenix at my buddy Larry's place, just coding away. He's got these two monitors hooked up, so I got like all these monitors and just trying to get a alpha version of Trip Hopping done as soon as possible. But yeah, eventually I'll take off from here. So I really don't have a great time frame. Like I want to say there'll be something ready in like the next month or something, but I guess I just did say that. I said what I wanted to say. Damn it. But I'm not sure. But I'll definitely be announcing it on here. Certainly for those of you on my Patreon, you'll be getting either download links or private website links. Something I'm not sure how I'm going to deliver it yet, but you'll get to try it out first. And yeah, eventually everyone listening to this podcast, I'll let you know when there's a more mature version ready, and y'all get to use it too. I'm excited. I'll be more excited when I have something to show you guys for sure. But yeah, reach out to me if you know about Flutter or anything else, and maybe we can build something huge. So that is what Trip Hopping is all about. Yeah, I'm not sure where I'm going next. I'm not sure how much longer I'll be here in Phoenix, but that's where I'm at. That's what I'm thinking about. So yeah, send me a message if you're into helping out, or jump on the Patreon if you're into getting in early when it comes out. That's it for now. Get yourself some magic mind. Stuff is good. I got nothing else to say. Life is good. All right, you guys. Yeah, I guess I should say the URL for that magic mind. MagicMind.com/Jen Freestyle Travel. Use my code KenF20. And yeah, send me a message if you're interested about trip hopping. You can reach out. Hobo Lifestyle all over the place. HoboLifestyle@gmail.com, Instagram, Facebook. All the spots. All right. I will see you guys down the road. To hell with plans I made, I need a new escape. With all my shit straight, I'll get my big break.